On with the news. A row has erupted over a jazz bar's opening time restrictions. Bats are found hibernating in a Victorian kiln at a country park, and a blind dad takes on a new advisor role with the hope of helping others.
A business owner who is transforming a Grade 1 listed church into a jazz bar is furious at City Hall for imposing opening time restrictions he says will cripple his business. John Taylor, who is converting St Michael at Plea Church on Redwell Street, has been told by the council that he cannot open past midnight, with music needing to stop at 11 p.m. Officials at Norwich City Council imposed the restriction last July when approving Mr Taylor's plans to turn the church into a bar. The businessman has gone to the government's planning inspectorate to appeal the decision. Mr Taylor said, "Friday and Saturday night trade is key to making the business work in that location. I would be happy to be granted a 2 a.m. licence on a temporary basis with music until 1 a.m. while I prove my noise levels, but restricting my music to 11 p.m. at weekends cripples my business. The bar is due to open in 2026.
Several bat species have been hibernating in a Victorian structure at a country park on the city outskirts. Jane Harris, an expert from the Norfolk and Norwich Bat Group, revealed Dalbenton's Natterers and brown long-eared bats have been hiding away in a Victorian lime kiln at Whittlingham Country Park near Trowse. The structure, which was used to produce limestone in the 1800s, is insulated from the cold weather. It is considered by Miss Harris as the perfect home for the animals during the winter. She said because the kiln is built into the hillside, it maintains low, stable temperatures without the risk of freezing. Bats can stay inactive without the danger of being woken in warmer weather and using up vital body fat. The kiln, located in Whittlingham Wood, past the barbecue and picnic site at the park, is no longer in use, but is in good condition, said Kate Villagordo, spokesman for Whittlingham Charitable Trust. She added, "It's a hidden gem with so much history. The kiln is accessible by both steps and a slope."
A blind dad is aiming to help dozens of people in the city as he is the first to take on a new role alongside the Bishop of Norwich. Thomas Harrison, an engineer who has lived on a boat in Brundle for the last 23 years with his wife Hilary, has been appointed as Bishop Graham's advisor for disability. Mr Harrison is completely blind and uses a white cane, but says that he feels lucky that people understand his disability and wants to provide as much support to as many other people as possible. Mr Harrison works for a national charity, analysing websites and apps to ensure that they are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. The 52-year-old lost his sight due to a genetic condition while he was studying for an engineering degree. Mr Harrison and his wife homeschooled their two children on their boat, the Golden Mead, and over the years it has become home to a shifting roll call of family pets and two guide dogs. Bishop Graham said, "People with disabilities and additional needs are as much a part of the church as anyone else, and we need to be committed to ensuring their welcome, inclusion and participation."
A drugs ring was smashed when police swooped on a ringleader and one of his lieutenants following a months-long undercover operation. Norwich Crown Court heard that more than 3 kilograms of cocaine and 25 kilograms of ketamine, with a total street value of £722,620, were discovered, much of it hidden in the shipping containers disguised as cat litter. Jake Roberts, 28, who masterminded the operation, and Zach Sillis, 29, one of his deputies, was arrested on March the 18th at the Easy Store 24/7 self-storage unit in Diamond Road near Norwich Airport while resupplying their stock. Oliver Haswell, prosecuting, said Roberts was shipping in drugs from out of the county and stocking much of it in cat litter bags in two large storage units in Norwich. While most of the drugs were found at the Diamond Road site, more were discovered in a second container at Burnett Road on the Sweetbriar Industrial Estate.